And here to talk more about these weather conditions and things that we should do, especially thinking about the elderly, we have John Ratliff, Chief of Communications of the Ohio Department of Aging. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tommy and Jeff. Thanks for having me.
And one of the things that is happening up here, John, because of the severe cold, I know there's warming centers and different places that are being opened for those who are in need of that. And certainly this is a time to be concerned about the elderly, the young and the elderly who can be more susceptible to these things and to these conditions. What are some of the things that we should do, especially if we have elderly people, whether it's a neighbor, our grandparents, someone we know in our church or something, that we should be concerned about?
Well, I mean, I think the most important thing everybody can consider doing today is to check in on your loved ones and your neighbors who might be older, and just do a basic welfare check. I mean, first of all, make sure the temperature in their home is comfortable. Is their furnace working well? If it's not heating the house warm, are they using space heaters? Are they using potentially unsafe means of heating their house? But just get to whether or not the home is comfortable and safe for them. Another really good question to ask is just to probe around and see if they need some medical attention. First of all, are they alert? Do they appear alert and aware of what's going on? But have they fallen? Are they staying warm enough? Are they taking their medication and continuing to do that? Basically, despite the cold weather, are they still doing everything that they need to do for themselves?
Now, even with medications, I see that some medicines could make them more susceptible.
Absolutely, yes. Some of the medications we take, older adults take particularly, can interfere with their body's ability to regulate temperature. They may need it warmer, or they may be more cold-natured. But also, as we age, our bodies change, our blood thins, our skin gets thinner, and it becomes harder for us to get warm and stay warm.
Yeah, so it's important to both check them physically and also the things in their home. What are some of the things we should look for, improper ways of heating besides the home furnace? Is the proper placement of portable heaters? Some maybe will light their stove. Stovetop. What are some of the things that we should watch for specifically?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest red flags there is, as you mentioned, people using their cooking equipment, like the oven or stove, as a heating device. They're not designed for that purpose. They are not safe to use for that purpose. They should not be used for that purpose. In addition to just the fire risk, there's carbon monoxide risk. There's things like that. So we hear every year tragic stories of somebody who has either died in a fire or died in a carbon monoxide poisoning because of that. The other big concern is space heaters. A lot of people, especially older adults, are living in older homes. They may have older space heaters. It's really important that if you're using a space heater that you're using one that is tested and compliant with the most recent safety standards, and that you're using it in a safe way so that you're keeping it a good distance from any flammable materials, paper, fabrics, curtains, and also away from pets and animals, or pets and children.
If you do find someone, you go visit on someone, a neighbor or someone, you find that they're, the furnace isn't working properly, the house is cold, what kind of things can you do? I mean, obviously, maybe you can bring them to your home, but if that's not an option, are there people you can contact? Can they contact the Department of Aging? Are there local community offices or county offices that they can contact to get help for those people?
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, we would say if somebody is sick or injured, call 911 right away, get them the medical attention that they need. If it's more of just a concern that the home is not safe for them to stay there much longer, like you said, if you have the ability to take them to your house, that's great. There are lots of community warming centers that open up around events like this. You can call like a 211 or call your city offices. Parks and Recs might be a good place. Public libraries also very often operate as warming centers during events like this. Your area, your listeners are served by two area agencies on aging. There's one in Toledo and there's one in Lima. And these are kind of your local hub for senior services in your area, a variety of senior services, not just to help you respond to the cold weather today, but maybe you need help with transportation, help with meals, home repairs, those kind of things. So your area agencies would be a good place to turn and call and see about what's available.
And you have some resources online as well, don't you?
Yes, we have a website that's located at www.aging.ohio.gov/safeatthome, and there's a variety of resources they're designed to help people do just that, stay safe at home, from resources about home repair and maintenance to utility assistance, getting your help with your heating bills, getting reconnected if you've been disconnected. There's a lot of information about emergency preparedness and how to prepare a kit, and especially things that older adults really should consider.
But even a lot of that stuff can be for all of us to make
Absolutely.
Sure. And that's something I think many might be forgetting. We're more so focused on our bodies and going outside, that there's a lot of things in the home that we got to be careful of too, to make sure pipes don't freeze up, or make sure we're handling those space heaters properly.
Yeah, I mean, we rely upon our homes to keep us safe and secure, but in events like this, they could very well be one of our biggest threats.
We're talking with John Ratliff. He is Chief of Communications from the Ohio Department of Aging. So, John, once again, give folks the website they can go to get information if they need it.
Sure. It's www.aging.ohio.gov/safe-at-home.
Excellent. Hey, John, thank you so much for spending a little time with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, Tommy and Jeff. Thanks a lot.